Hi, so I think that I need to apologize because it seems like I have offended people. I know I have offended people, and that was not my intentions, and I'm not the brightest star in the sky, and it seems like I didn't explain things the best way. That was not my intentions for it to be seen and looked at as that when I was telling my story about my grandma. I'm not the best with my words, so I'm learning right now. And I really appreciate people bringing that to my attention because I think that's important to listen and learn and to be better and do better. And that's what I plan on doing. And I just want to clarify my intentions because I think that that's important for clarification to be brought to light. I did not mean to tell that story in a way where it seemed that it's abnormal to see a Black woman as beautiful. Not even close. We see that every single day. Every single day. And anyone who truly knows me, knows my kids, knows my life, my history, everything that I've been through, they know that that's not what I meant. And I understand how someone could perceive it that way. That makes complete and total sense. So I just want to clarify that that's not what I meant. It was much deeper than that. It was just trying to share just a heavy moment and looking back on a lesson that my grandma was trying to teach me as a child to understand so that I didn't grow up, you know, not appreciating every single human being on this earth. That everyone is so unique and truly beautiful, and there are the tiniest little details that we just look past because of the way that we were brought up. And as a white woman, I can tell you that, you know, I didn't really have this fear that my kids would be treated any differently, honestly, because they are majority white. My ex-husband is Black and white. And I think on the outside, a lot of people think that they wouldn't be treated any differently. On top of it, all three of my kids are autistic, and that in itself, they're definitely going to be treated differently. And until my kids go into an environment where there is primarily white kids, you can see a difference in them. And unfortunately, I have had to be put in situations where I did have to speak up for them. And I've told that story in the past too about having to leave a school district because of the things that were happening there with my children. And I think that's why even later on in life, in more stories told from Grandma, she tried to warn me that that would happen and to not allow it, to not tolerate it. And so right now, I think I'm just really disappointed in myself because it seems that I misspoke in a way that would have let my kids down. And I did not mean for that. So I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. And I did not mean to make anyone feel less than. That was quite the opposite of what I was trying to do, truly. And so I will do better and I will be better and I will take ownership for that.